Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for April 2015. This month the days are getting longer. In fact, there is 2 hours more daylight at the end of the month than at the beginning. But there are still some amazing sights to see at night. Let's start as always with the moon. Full moon this month is on the 4th, with the new moon following about 2 weeks later on the 18th. This, of course, is one lunar month after the much vaunted eclipse on the 20th of March this year. Trust the British weather to ruin such a rare spectacular event. Now on to the planets. April will be the last chance to see Mars before it gets too close to the Sun. Look in the west-northwest at about 9 p.m. at the beginning of the month. Mars will be very low down towards the horizon. It will be reddish in colour and has a magnitude of plus 1.4. Venus will continue to be prominent in the evening sky all month. Look quite high in the west, just after sunset at around 10 a.m. Sorry, 10 p.m. of course, and you won't miss it. Venus will achieve a brightness or magnitude of minus 4.1 this month. So what does this magnitude business mean? The magnitude scale is used by astronomers to assign a relative brightness to each object. The less positive, or more negative, the value, the brighter the object. The Sun has a magnitude of minus 27. Whereas the full moon is minus 11. The brightest star, Sirius, has magnitude minus 1.5, and the pole star, Polaris, is plus 2. Each unit of magnitude corresponds to about a 2.5 times difference in brightness. Jupiter continues to shine high in the sky this month at magnitude minus 2.2, so still worth a look through binoculars to check out what the moons are doing. And you'll find it in the south in the constellation of Cancer the Crab. Saturn will become a fine object to observe towards the end of the month, at around 3 a.m. It lies in the constellation Scorpius, which will be in the south at that time. The rings will be definitely worth having a look at. And Saturn will be magnitude plus 0.3. Mercury will also be visible, but it is low in the west-northwest, just after sunset at around 9 o'clock in the evening, at the end of the month. So, the Lyrid meteor shower is worth looking out for this month on the 21st and 22nd. The well-placed radiant, or the apparent source of the meteors, is directly overhead just before dawn, so there could be a good display. You could expect to see between 20 and 100 meteors per hour at best. Look towards the constellation of Lyra. And now on to constellation watching. A nice grouping of constellations can be seen while you're out watching for the meteors, and this is the Cygnus family. The cross of Cygnus the Swan is easy to find, virtually directly overhead before dawn. Around Cygnus are the small constellations of Lyra, the musical instrument, Delphinus, the dolphin, and Sagitta, the arrow. All these are quite easily seen if you know the shapes that you are looking for. Lyra is particularly easy as it contains the very bright star Vega, which is exactly 0.0 magnitude. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. And don't forget the planisphere, which shows you what's up there at any time and date of the year. And these are available in all good bookshops. Listen out next month for May's highlights. Bye for now.